The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. And do not subject us to the final test.'" And he said to them, "Suppose if one of you had a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' He says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has been locked. My children are already in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up and give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up and give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who seeks receives, and everyone who asks receives, and everyone who seeks finds, and everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would give his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask for him?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all. How are you this evening?
I'm great.
Great? There was a preacher who fell in the ocean and he could not swim. When a boat came by, the captain yelled, "Do you need help, sir?" The preacher calmly said, "No, God will save me." A little later, another boat came by, and a fisherman asked, "Hey, do you need help?" The preacher replied again, "No, God will save me." Eventually, the preacher drowned and went to heaven. The preacher asked God, "Why did not you save me?" God replied, "Fool, I sent you 2 boats. Even though we do not pray, we do not ask, God is there all the time to help us and to be with us. Sensible people soon come to the conclusions that man's power is very limited. Experience tells farmers that no matter how much effort and sweat they put into the cultivation of the fields, that harvest may easily be lost. For all their money, wealthy persons realize that there are many things like health, peace, real happiness, and so on, which money cannot buy. In spite of their knowledge and best efforts, doctors often felt powerless when faced with sickness. History tells us that for all their might, powerful kingdoms have disappeared. Above all, everyone realizes that no amount of money, effort, wisdom, or power can buy an extra hour of life for a person whose time to die has come. Aware of their weaknesses, people turn towards God, to the one on whom everything depends, to the only one who can come to man's rescue when everything else fails. So, here comes the point. So we know that human beings are weak beings. Whatever the knowledge we have, whatever money we have, but we cannot buy or do anything. So, all people begin to think that we need to go to the power. The power is God. Everyone realizes in their life, one day, maybe not all the time, but when time comes, everyone realizes the need of God. So different people approaches God in different ways. There is, however, a great difference between the way a non-Christian approaches God in time of need and the way a Christian turns towards Him or any other religious people. There are so many ways of approaching God. The non-Christian turns to God with respect, perhaps more often with fear in his heart. He is never sure how God will react to his petition. The purpose of his prayer is that God may grant his request. But a Christian, though equally aware of the great need, he approaches God not with fear, but with trust, like a child approaching his father with trust. We Christians have more freedom, and God loves every one of us. In the New Testament, the disciples had often seen Jesus praying all the time, alone, spending a lot of time in prayer. And they were anxious to learn some prayers from him. Prayer is not a new thing for them, but they have very short prayers. They have evening and morning prayers, and they pray before they eat meals. And they also might have gone, the disciples might have gone to the synagogues to praise and thank God and to listen to the word of God. In whatever it may be, and they asked Jesus, "Jesus, taught us how to pray. Taught us how to pray." They know, but still they want to a new way of prayer. Because they may be thinking, Jesus may give you special words in prayer so that God may hear very soon and bless us very soon. No waiting. any magic words. And Jesus taught them our Father prayer. So whatever it may be, the Word of God today tells us the necessity to perseverance in the prayer. Prayer is understood as a form of communication, a way of talking to God, raising our hearts and minds to God, which draws us closer to God. Whatever you talk with God is considered as a prayer. There is no need of rules and regulations in the prayers. You can talk with God anyway, whatever the way possible, whatever the words that you use in the prayer. But there must be perseverance in prayer. If it is not there, our prayer will not give much result. Because Jesus says that we are children of God and we are important to God. And we need to approach him often, Jesus says. That's why Jesus often he goes and prays to God alone. So Jesus says that there should be perseverance in our prayers. And Jesus also clearly tells a story, a parable. A man goes to neighbor's house asking for bread. He may not be able to give. Hey, it's not the time. Children are sleeping. I cannot get up and give you now. But what he did, he was going on knocking. Come on, come on, come on. Help me, help me, help me. With perseverance. And automatically the man gets up and he gives what he asked. So Jesus says, keep on knocking. Keep on knocking. That means keep on praying. Don't give gap. Don't give gap. Keep on praying, praying, praying. Prayer means not coming to the church and participating in the mass and adoration, la 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 la. We have so many ways of praying. Just within seconds we can pray. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Love you, Jesus. Be with me, Jesus. Be kind towards me, Jesus. These are all the short prayers wherever we can pray. Whenever we can pray. Short prayers. Those short prayers leads us to God very soon. That's why Jesus says, go on. Go on. So, whenever we pray, wherever we pray, there must be perseverance in our prayer. In the second reading, St. Paul says to the converted Christians, the need of perseverance in their living faith in Christ. Need of perseverance. So when we are with God, with perseverance, that makes our life holy. That increases the faith which is in us. And he says the life of every Christian, every follower of Jesus must be rooted in Christ's life. So if we want all these things, we need prayer. We need to pray. Unless we pray, we don't get anything. And in the first reading, God the Father says to Abraham, hey Abraham, I am going to destroy the two sinful cities, Sodom and Gomorrah. full of sins. No worship is taking place. Everywhere going wrong. I cannot bear. So I want to destroy these two city people. And Abraham, he began to pray to God. God, Lord, if there is 50 good people, do you want to destroy? God says, no, I don't do that. And he comes back to 40, then 30, then 10. God says, I don't want to destroy if there is even 10 good people. But there were only two good people were there. That is Lot and his wife. And God made them to escape from the city, and God destroyed those cities. So this is the prayer of Abraham, the perseverance in prayer. Going on, asking. Perseverance. Going on asking. And God was giving answer to his questions. So the message is clear enough. When we really want something from God, we must keep asking. Keep asking. And Jesus answered, told us in the gospel, ask and it will be given to you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For the one who asks always receives. Who searches always finds. Who knocks will have the door open. Very clear. Jesus says very clearly. Knock, search, and ask. So, even human father will not give stone when children ask for bread or scorpion when they ask for eggs. Do you? Anyone is there? Any father? Do you give when your child, your baby asks for bread? You give stone or snake or scorpion? Do you give? No. Why? You love your babies. You love your children. Jesus says, the human father, if he gives, yet when child asks for bread, if he gives stone, he will be a stupid one. He is stupid. But he loves, even the human father loves his own children. He takes care of his children. I am a God. I have everything. And you are all my children. Come and ask me. Come and ask me. So we need to be clear today that we need to be always ask God, and we need to always search how I can get everything from my God, and knock, 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 and God's doors will be open to everyone. Though we are intellectuals or we are rich or whatever it may be, we need God's support. We need God's blessings. And we need everything from God. And God is ready to give you all the needs for our life. And only thing is, go on asking. Go on asking. Don't give break. Don't give break in your prayers. Perseverance in prayers. Go on, ask, knock, and seek.